everything. I heard they're supposed to start filming somewhere in Opal Creek next week.
Nah, bro. They already started filming, Grayson corrected. My dad saw some of their crew in town just yesterday. But anyway, Bigfoot would crush any superhero in a 1v1 matchup. He couldn't let go of his previous train of thought. Chloe rolled her eyes. These boys were basically just talking to themselves. Grayson swiped a thick patch of dirty blonde hair out of his eyes, then yammered on. Think about it. Bigfoot's got this insane strength, right? Like he's been living in the wilderness for hundreds of years, lifting trees and boulders, built like a tank. Plus, he's got crazy stealth skills. He's been hiding from humans forever, so obviously he can sneak up on anyone. All warfare is based on deception. He changed his voice to an authoritative tone. Thus said Sun Shu, or whatever. Chloe thought it was Sun Tzu, but she wasn't sure. Grayson continued swatting the pussy willow branch about as he continued. What's Spider-Man gonna do? Throw a web? And Superman? Bigfoot would totally use his environment to his advantage. Like drag him by the cape into the thick forest where he can't fly fast or do any of his laser eye stuff without burning everything down. I mean, maybe I'm underestimating the powers of Spidey sense. He paused briefly. Nah, bet. Bigfoot's gotta have some kind of mystical powers, right? Like, how else has he stayed hidden for so long? Chloe stifled a laugh. There were three things Grayson took seriously. Sports, video games, and theoretical battles between fictional characters from contrasting paradigms. The juvenile subject matter was in humorous contrast to the deep, masculine voice he'd grown into. That's Dead Man's Fork, he said, stopping mid-trail and pointing to a split in the woods 10 yards ahead. Why do they call it that? Henry frowned. You don't know the story of Old Man Misery? Grayson and Henry stood shoulder to shoulder, both towering about a foot above Chloe. However slight, and even though she was only a freshman, she wasn't intimidated by the boys. They were juniors, but that didn't make them wiser. In fact, they were definitely not wiser. Besides, they knew they had no chance with her. She'd made it clear that she wouldn't be dating anyone until after she went away to college, although she had secretly considered making an exception for Henry. But he'd ruined that when he'd gone and asked Jenny to homecoming. Chloe didn't know what Henry saw in Jenny. She wouldn't last a hot minute on a show like Alone in the Forest. The thick layer of perfume she used would either scare away her dinner or attract bees. She'd starve or be stung to death. Who's Old Man Misery? She asked. A cool breeze picked up, carrying the scent of damp pine and moss. Her question hung in the air as Henry made an exaggerated, shocked face he'd probably learned watching YouTube. The Opal Creek wilderness spread out around them, towering trees casting long shadows and the sound of the creek echoing through the stillness. Old Man Misery was once the richest person in town, Henry began. Started out owning the general store back when the timber industry was taking off. The kind of guy people would step aside for when he walked down the street, right? Left town to start a small bank in Portland. Made even more money. Got full of himself and tried to move to New York to take on the big bankers there. 3 years later, he came back here broke as hell. Stock market or something. And by then, his competitors had stepped in and taken over the town. So what did he do? Chloe asked.
Killed himself, Grayson interjected.
Chloe shook her head. I guess he totally lost it when his wife left him. Henry shook his head, pointing as though Old Man Misery's body still lay across the fork in the trail. Took his own life right here.
One theory I read online, Grayson said, is that's why Bigfoot hangs out here. In addition to being a total badass, Bigfoot is a sensitive soul. Never got over seeing the suicide is my guess.
From here, Henry said, the trail splits into two paths for less than a quarter mile, then comes back together. There's a nice view of Crystal Falls at the spot where they meet up again. Grayson grew serious. I know you two don't really believe, but humor me on this, guys. A guy I'm on message boards with said he spotted something a week ago while flying his drone over this patch. Grayson gestured at the expansive forest area surrounded by the